أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولمن خاف مقام ربه جنتان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. In the first ruku of Surah Ar-Rahman, Allah Ta'ala explained His great Qudrat and His great ni'mat by which Allah Ta'ala can be recognized and by which we can enjoy the ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. In the second ruku, Allah explained the punishment for those people who disbelieve in Allah Ta'ala and those who disobey the commandments of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Now in this third and last ruku, Allah explains the rewards and the great ni'mat of Jannat for those people who believe in Allah Ta'ala and those people who obey Him. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانْ. اور جو کوئی ڈرا کھڑے ہونے سے اپنے رب کے سامنے اس کے لیے ہی دو باغ. There are various stages of Jannat and according to the amal of people and according to the belief of people, people will get various stages. This is a stage which is very high that has been mentioned here for that person who feared Allah Ta'ala. That is, he recognized, like in the first ruku, it was explained what the great, how great the Qudrat and the qualities of Allah Ta'ala are. He recognized all that. And after that, he had this fear constantly in him, all the time, that I must not disobey Allah Ta'ala. And I must do all things which will please Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. In other words, he developed his iman and his level of taqwa to that level, that as though he's fearing the day that he's going to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala. For that person will be this Jannat which has come in the hadith that no eye has ever seen, no ear has heard of, and no heart or mind has thought about such a Jannat. Such a Jannat Allah Ta'ala will give to such a person. And also we have to understand that one is a believer and he didn't do any good deeds. He will also finally enter Jannah. Though if he makes tawbah or Allah Ta'ala forgives him, he will get, or by the intercession of somebody, he will go directly into Jannah. Otherwise, first he will have to pay for his sins. And the paying of the sins for the believers will be like a person who has to go to hospital for an operation. The doctor also cuts him up, but he pays for that and he signs for that. And the other punishment that you get is like the crook who catches you and stabs you. That that is psychologically also much more painful. So the believers who will go to Jahannam, they will go as for cleansing, for hospitalization. Or to get purified, they will go. But those people who feared Allah, and if they erred also, then they made tawbah. From this we understand there are three basic groups of people. One are the disbelievers. May Allah save us completely from that. That when we die with iman. And then in the people who die with iman, there are two main groups again. One is that group that obeyed Allah Ta'ala and they fulfilled the commandments of Allah and they stayed away from all haram. Perchance they fell into any guna, they made tawbah. And the other group is that they believed in Allah, they obeyed Him also and they disobeyed Him also. There was a mixture. For such people also, this high stages don't refer to those people. Unless Allah Ta'ala out of His kindness forgives them, or they make tawbah, or by the intercession of somebody. So that person who had feared Allah all the time in his life, at every step, and that Allah Ta'ala is watching me, and he stayed away from all wrong things in every aspect of life, not only namazes, not only his dressing, social conduct, or his business dealings, but in everything. For those people, Allah Ta'ala says, Jannatan, they will get two Jannats. And those two gardens which are referred to, they are, commentators have interpreted them in different ways. One of the interpretation is, Allah will give that person one life of Jannat in this world. That is, he will live a life of peace, happiness and tranquility. Even outwardly, if he can have poverty, he can have illness, but his heart will be at ease all the time with Allah. He will be happy with Allah Ta'ala all the time. And one thing is, a person might have all the things of this dunya, riches, he might have good health, he might have everything, but he's unhappy all the time in his heart. So this is, that is one jannah. In this dunya, by recognizing Allah Ta'ala, a person gets this jannah. And the other jannah will be in the akhirat, the real jannah, where he will actually experience all the enjoyments. So for those people who made effort on their iman and developed it into that level that they obeyed the commands of Allah Ta'ala all the time and stayed away from the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala, for them will be the true jannats, the details of which are given in front. So which of the favors? فَبِأَيِّ آلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ پھر کیا کیا نعمتیں اپنے رب کی جھٹلاؤ گے. Then, O jinn and man, which favors of Allah tabaraka ta'ala are you going to deny? Zawata afnan, jinn mein bahut si shaakhein, and these two jannats have got lot of branches. There will be many trees in this jannat. It is a garden. Jannat is actually a garden. A garden that will have wonderful trees. And these trees will have different branches. And on the different branches will be different types of fruit also. It will be laden with fruit also all the time. And there will be no season for the fruits. It will be throughout the year. And the trees will be very shady also, and will be very beautiful also. And as we will read in front, the irrigation system will also be wonderful. So you will get wonderful fruit all the time, and the fruit of Jannat, you won't have to go and pick it, it will come to you. What you desire will come to you. So we will read only till there today, and then we can understand. The object is that we have to get the ma'rifat, understand the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, and then fear Him, constantly think of Allah Ta'ala, and just making a little dhikr now and then is not sufficient. The object of the dhikr is to have Allah in mind all the time. And then a person doesn't, and what does it mean to have Allah in mind? That he doesn't displease Allah Ta'ala. Like for example, even making wudu, you have Allah in mind that you are not wasting water. You are using water sparingly. You have Allah in mind, you are not using electricity, you are wasting electricity. You, as you need it, you use it. You fear that I will have to answer for all these things. For such people who have developed that level of iman, there will be these two beautiful jannats, and in which there will be these trees and the fruit and the branches that will be laden with that fruit. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ پھر پھر کیا کیا نعمتیں اپنے رب کی جھٹلاؤ گے. Then which favors of your Lord will you deny? That He has informed you in this world already, that prepare for that akhirat, for that jannat, in order to get it. And for that, have the recognition of Allah, that Allah is all present, Allah is all hearing, Allah is all seeing, and I have to fear Him. And then you obey His commands and stay away from His disobedience. And then you will be blessed, insha'Allah, with this very high position. May Allah, out of His kindness, grant us, all our marhumin, and the whole ummah, this high levels of Jannah. وآخر دعوانا